Can Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Bup, it's time to celebrate. Welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. I have a whole lot of that stuff. And with me, as always, not in the studio, but with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, honey, how are you doing?
Good. Happy Memorial Weekend.
Yes, happy Memorial. And it looks like the weather's going to be really good, so that's nice. And what's a good thing is you could have, like, a barbecue or something and still social distance.
You can, and do realize you and I both got married on Memorial Weekend.
Yes, I. In fact, on May 30th, I'll be married to my husband for 44 years.
Oh, my goodness. I'm only 39 on the 23rd, but...
Yeah.
I mean, you must be older than me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, my second time. I miss being there, and I miss seeing Vaughn.
Yes, Vaughn misses seeing you too, right, Vaughn?
Of course, of course. When are you coming back?
As soon as I can not social distance anymore.
Okay.
All right, soon.
And so... The show's going well. You got a lot of new listeners?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, because usually Lynn reminds me of this. She tugs me. And we have our newest listeners are Sandy from Seminole, Jill from Wesley Chapel, and Maritza from Ohio.
Welcome, ladies.
So welcome. Yes, welcome, ladies. I love when you say that. Welcome, ladies.
Yeah, sometimes we get a man.
Yeah, once in a while.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Well, listen, kiddo, you have a great show.
All right.
You got someone there?
Yes, we do. We have a couple people here. It's very interesting.
Then you smile away, kiddo, and have a great show.
All right. Talk to you later.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So on this week's show, we have a couple of guests. We have Laura Ruth Ellis, she's an author of a book, We, You, and Me, which I'm holding up for the people that are watching on YouTube or Facebook. It's a fabulous book. I'm reading it, and I'm finding that her and I have a lot in common. Her book is A Journey from Duty to Discovery. So she's going to be calling in. Also, Jen Moyer from Vox, who's been on the show before. We're going to talk about some new sleep optimization patches that can help people with sleep, which I think is really important. And then I have sitting in the studio with me today, I'm not totally by myself, is Keith Thornton, and he is a caregiver. And he happened to be here when I got to the station today, and sometime during the show, we're going to talk to him a little bit. So welcome, Keith.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. So do we have Laura on the line? Not yet. Okay. I said 12:10. So like I said, Laura's book, We, You, and Me, is really interesting. Oh, you know what I'm thinking about? So today I got a call, not today, this week I got a call from one of my caregivers. And she said, you know, Linda, I'm isolated as heck in the house of my husband. We rarely go out. And now with this pandemic, I'm afraid to go out. She said, I'm afraid, even with masks and whatever. She said, you know, her husband has dementia. He has COPD. And all he has to do is catch one germ, and that'll be not good, not good. And she said... And I just felt beside myself. She goes, and then the other day my doorbell rings, and I go to my doorbell, and there is a shopping bag with groceries, with fresh bread and fruit and milk and eggs and jelly donuts. She said, and no one left a note. She said, I found out later it was from my neighbor. She said, but when I brought those bags into the house, I sobbed because I needed it so much at that moment. I just needed that help. And how did this person know that my husband loves jelly donuts? Well, I found out a little bit later that it was one of my neighbors. And she said, I don't know, your husband just seemed like a jelly donut kind of guy. She said, you know, I was listening to that caregiver show, and that woman always says, just do something for your neighbor. Sometimes it's really hard for caregivers to reach out. But she said, you know what, I feel like I'm on a whole different level with her now. I feel like I could ask her when she goes to the supermarket to pick up a couple of things for me. So we're all here to help each other, and especially during this difficult time. So once again, I'm going to say, if you have a neighbor that you haven't seen them out of the house at all, because some people at least were walking around their neighborhoods, and you know that they live by themselves or they're living with someone that they're caring for. Just do something nice for them. Everybody always needs some kind of groceries. Alrighty, so do we have Laura Ruth Ellis with us?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Joyful and grateful.
Wonderful.
You know, years ago, I was going through a tough time. People would say, how are you doing? And I'd say, I'm hanging in there. And then one day I thought, who the heck wants to be hanging in there? That's a terrible thing to say. So I always say I'm joyful and grateful, and sometimes people look at me a little cross-eyed, and I say, you know, sometimes I'm joyfully challenged, but I'm always grateful.
That's the way to be.
Yep, that's the way. So I'm so glad you're here today. I wish you were in the studio with me. You're right just a couple of towns away in Madeira Beach, which is one of my most favorite places.
Oh, nice.
And as I haven't read all of your book, but I wrote a lot of it, we have a lot of things in common. So I would like you to tell our listeners a little bit of background about you and how this started and where we got, and I'm going to ask you some questions. How's that sound?
That sounds great. I was originally from Massachusetts, and I came to Florida with my corporate job. And then when I had a family, I left the corporate job and took care of my family. My husband was always traveling, and I took the motherhood role very seriously, and it was always my priority.
Mm-hmm.
When my kids grew and they were ready to go off to college, I was itching for, you know, to do something new with my life. I felt like I had some potential still in me that hadn't been fulfilled, and I wanted to go out and look for it.
Yeah, new chapter.
A new chapter, a new beginning, and I just knew there was something more I was supposed to do. But we had an empty nest, my husband and I, for about 3 months when my mom, who was living next door to me, took a bad fall.
Wow.
I had come home from work one day and found her on her bedroom floor, like she had tried to make her way to the bathroom and had fallen and had been there who knows how long, but it was just awful. And after that hospital stay and then some physical therapy, she of course had to move in with us, but you know, just looking over her care wasn't going to be enough anymore, and so she moved in with us, and I was right back into a caregiver role
in a minute.
Life as I knew it and wanted it to go was over.
Yeah. You know, I hear from caregivers all the time, my life wasn't supposed to be this way.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly how I felt. I think you go into a denial, like, why me? Why is this happening to my loved one? Why now? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this isn't right. This isn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
This stinks.
That's exactly how.
So continue.
Well, of course, when someone moves into your house and everything changes, whether they're healthy or not, you're going to go through different things. And my mom needed care. She had dementia probably during independent living for already 3 years. But once you start doing those falls, things go, I think they go down really quickly.
Yes.
But we had to change a bathroom. We, you know, she couldn't really step over a tub anymore.
Right.
And so we went through a bathroom remodel project. Everything in the house started to change. You got to pick up the rugs in the hallway.
Yep. No scatter rugs.
No scatter rugs. No. And I took this fall thing very seriously after seeing your mom lying on the floor for hours.
Oh my God.
You don't want to ever see your loved one on the floor again.
Well, I say to caregivers all the time, the fall can be the end.
Yes. And it was another fall that actually put my mom in a nursing home. So, yes, I took mm-hmm. that very, very, very seriously. And I started to adjust, but it was everything that first year was new and hard.
Yeah. And you don't know anything. You don't know anything. When I took care of my mom, there was things that had happened. If someone explained it to me or told me something, I didn't find out what respite care was until I was in my bereavement group. So that's why it's great that I have this show, you have this book, because if you know more, you can do better.
Right. I think there's a lot more opportunities out there to know more now.
Yeah.
When I got started, this was back in 2013.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone who was taking care of a loved one. I didn't know anything about dementia. I thought it was like somewhere far away.
Me too.
And then when nowadays, anyone you talk to, they all know someone who's dealing with it or taking care of someone with it. It's a lot more common now.
Well, you know, when I first became a caregiver advocate, so I started going out and I started doing these things, no one was coming because they didn't consider themselves caregivers. So first I had to educate them on who they were, but now, and then at that time, there was nothing on television or anything about Alzheimer's, dementia. We're out there now, which is a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing. And that point about caregiver, I don't think there was anything good about being a caregiver. There wasn't any, we didn't understand the roles. I thought it was almost being punished, or my mom was being punished, that this was something we did wrong, or I was getting called back into this when I wanted to be doing something else.
But
there was a lot to learn through this whole journey, that's for sure.
You know, another thing we have to realize, this is a whole new generation. Years ago, my grandparents, they didn't live that old. If someone lived to 75, they had a really good life. Now we're living to 100.
Yeah. My mom made it to 87, although the 80s were not fun, good, healthy years for her.
Yeah.
That was tough.
But during your experience, what blessings did you experience? Because there's really good stuff about it, too.
I agree. Nowadays, I think of there's blessings in every day of your life. If you look for them, the sun rises, you get a breeze when you're hot. Those are all blessings.
Yeah.
But two big things happened during my journey. I had 3 full-time years with my mom in the house. And after the first, it was about the end of the first year, and I really hadn't had a vacation, but I did go away a couple times to see my kids at college.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was tired. I was worn out, emotionally drained. I couldn't even make decisions anymore. I was so stressed out every single day. And my husband wanted to take me to see our financial advisor. I was doing all my mother's finances, sold her house,
up
north. And he dragged me to our own financial advisor meeting. Of course, I don't want to go. I don't want another thing to do on my plate, right? But I went, and while they were discussing all our finances or whatever, our financial advisor was listening to us and our situation, and she said, I know somebody. She knew this woman, Louisa, who was one of her clients as well, who had just finished caring for a gentleman who passed on.
Oh, my goodness.
She called the woman on the phone and said, would you be interested in doing, you know, helping another family out? And the woman said, yes, she'd be interested. Now, listen to this, Linda. My mom is of Portuguese background, and Portuguese was her first language.
Okay.
And when she's tired and stressed out, or the dementia's got her,
she talks Portuguese.
She talks Portuguese. This woman, who is this helper that's agreeing to come in to help us, speaks Portuguese, not Spanish like everybody else speaks, but Portuguese.
Oh my goodness!
I couldn't believe my ears when she came to our house for the interview and met my mom. She was in her 70s, early 70s, and had come from Massachusetts, the same place we came from. She had worked in a factory just like my mother
had. Thank you, God.
Talk about a blessing.
Yeah.
Louisa stayed with us and got used to our family. She would come in once a month and give me a respite, a vacation, where I could take off with my husband and just be relieved of responsibilities and care. And this went on every month for about a year.
Wow.
So this woman's in her 70s, and she gets tired and needs a break, too. And she started telling me, you know, I got to kind of back off from this. And I understood completely. I was so grateful for that. About in the third year of caregiving, I had another big blessing. When my mother had an episode in the shower where I was showering her like we always did. But after the shower, the time when she would stand up and step out and I would finish drying and dressing her, she couldn't stand up.
Oh.
She just sat there on the shower chair, and it appeared nothing's wrong with her. And, you know, we try these logic and
right.
encouraging words,
right.
and none of that would work. After about an hour, she was able to just clearly, just everything changed, and she was able to stand up. She had had a doctor's appointment that day, and I had to cancel it. And later, they called me and said, what happened? And I explained, and they said, you should have taken her to the hospital. They would have diagnosed, see if she should go on hospice.
Oh.
And I didn't know what they were talking about, hospice.
Right.
I was thinking, I couldn't get her off the shower chair, and I was going to get her to the hospital.
Right.
It didn't make any sense to me. But that led to me calling hospice to see what that was all about. And then they said, well, your doctor has to approve a visit. And so the doctor called. That all got worked out. Next thing I knew, hospice was in my house interviewing us, and we became part of hospice.
Hospice is absolutely fabulous.
I agree with you 1,000%. It was like angels. I didn't feel alone anymore.
No.
I felt had somebody to count on, and they give the caregiver respite
yes.
once a month for 5 days.
Yes. And that's huge, because I'll tell you, many times with caregivers, they're like, this is my responsibility. You know, this is just my responsibility. This is my spouse or my mom or my dad. Well, as much as you think you're the bomb caregiver, sometimes the person you're caring for is looking at you going, could you please go away for a couple days and come back nice? Because we're thinking we're doing such a fabulous job, but everybody needs a break.
Everybody needs a break. I think I was raised, you know, culturally that, you know, you don't tell people your problems.
Right.
You work, you have to handle things yourself. And my mom one time, she said, I don't need a babysitter when I got,
yeah.
you know, visiting angels in or whatever. She thought of it as being a babysitter. I don't need it. But, of course, you can't leave your loved one alone when they have dementia.
Right.
But, you know, with the respite thing, they took my mom into a facility for 5 days. So if I wanted to stay home, just be in my home without any of that
exactly.
responsibility, that was special for me.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Being in your home by yourself with no responsibility, you're like, I'm just in the womb.
Yes.
So what advice do you want to share with our caregivers?
I think I wish I had known how special the caregiver role is. We are
yeah.
born with this. This role is not in everybody, I don't think. Some people are athletes. Some people are...
visionaries or whatever, yeah.
Yes. We have the caregiver calling, and it's very special. It's one of the higher callings, I think. And maybe when I got started in this, it wasn't known to anyone to honor that role,
mm-hmm.
but that lesson is to honor. This is a big deal, and if you can help someone in their end of journey life, and you can love them through it and help them, and just they just want you to be you with them,
yeah.
so they're not alone. If we could honor that, I think it would make the caregiver role easier and more special, and not feel like a burden.
You know what?
But
I didn't feel like it was a burden. I was exhausted. But I didn't feel like it was a burden because I had this special time with my mom. And my mom died in hospice, in a hospice center. And I didn't feel so much like she died. I felt like I helped her birth into a new life.
When I felt very special when my mom passed too. I had a beautiful day with her. And when she passed, I was happy for her. I knew that I believed that
she was
go
good.
On into, yes, she was good, and it was a relief. I think that caregivers also need to know that we're so good at caring for other people, putting them first, But there's a part of ourselves that needs that same love and care. And I think it's hard for caregivers to do that for ourselves. It's always easier to stop what we're doing to go help somebody else.
Right. And if we don't do it immediately, I can't tell you how many times people come to a support group and they have that guilt word on their forehead.
Yep.
I'm like, hey, we're all in the same boat here. You know, we're all in the same boat. And that's one of the good things about support groups. But we got to be wrapping it up here a little bit. So can you tell our listeners where they can contact you and where they can get your book?
Absolutely. We You Me, A Journey from Duty to Discovery, is available on Amazon. You can go on Amazon and download it on a Kindle, or you can buy the book if you'd like, or Barnes & Noble, any of the outlets.
Yep.
And my author name is Laura Ruth Ellis. Has to have that middle name in there because there are other Laura Ellises out there.
Oh, and your website?
Same thing, lauraruthellis.com.
All right, wonderful. I'm so glad that you got to spend some time with us today. And when everything clears up, you and I need to have lunch.
Yes, I would love that, Linda. I'd love to meet you in person.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks, and have a delicious day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And now we're going to hear from our fabulous sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Just say thank you very much. It's very simple. And you'll make them feel good too, because people are asking to help you because they want to help you. And when you say no all the time, then they kind of back off. And then you're like upset because they back off. So we're all here to help each other. So please just do that. So like I say, every week on... good job, Vaughn. Sound is back on Facebook. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. You know, I'm technically challenged, and we always seem like we have little problems here and there. But anyway, like I say, every week I love when caregivers call in. And today I come to the station, and there's a caregiver here. And we just met this morning. His name is Keith Thornton, and he's a caregiver for his wife. So welcome, Keith.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here today.
Pleased to be here.
So he said to me, I have a little something I'd like to talk about on your show. So you got open mic.
Okay, well, my wife suffers from Alzheimer's disease. We started noticing it in about 2010, and she's in the latter stages. She has she needs full-time care, and she is currently in the memory care unit at the Oaks of Clearwater. And I just wanted to comment about some of the caregivers at the Oaks of Clearwater.
Because a lot of them get a bad name.
Yes, when they're good, and these girls that I'm about to introduce their names are exceptional, and they're so good to my wife. I haven't been able to see my wife because of this virus. They won't allow me to visit.
For 2 months now, right?
Yes, was seeing her every day. I bought a place nearby the Oaks, and was seeing her every day, and miss her terribly. These girls take pictures of her and send them to me. I'm going to give their names, and they're just incredible. Rose Mueller, she is so appropriately named. She is a rose. The second girl is Tiffany Harrell, and she's appropriately named because she's a jewel. And the last girl is Naida Smith, who is just exuberant and keeps the people in the memory care unit laughing, and she's just a bundle of energy and joy. They're so good, and they're so committed, and they're so giving. My wife needs total care with bathrooms. When people have Alzheimer's, they're frequently afraid of water. So these girls, when they give a shower,
they know how to do it.
And they're careful, and they're so competent and so valuable, and they do it for less than $13 an hour. They're, in my opinion, terribly underpaid. They're
special people.
Special people.
A good caregiver is a special person. And the thing is, we hear all the nightmares. We hear the bad stories. I think it's so wonderful that you stopped by today to tell us a good story, because we pay people more money to flip hamburgers than we do to take care of our loved one.
That's true. And these girls were just full of empathy, and they should train. They should train the new hires at the memory care unit and at the nursing home too, because everybody needs to have empathy. Everybody has to needs to have a feeling that that they really, really care about people. And these girls are just wonderful.
That's wonderful. You'll have to send them a clip of the show and let them hear that, because I'm sure that'll make them feel really good.
Well, I called Rose, and she might be listening. Yeah, Rose is from South America. I think it's Guyana.
Uh-huh.
And Tiffany's an Afro-American with a great big smile. And Naida is exuberant. She's just amazing.
Some people are made to be caregivers.
Yeah.
You know, certain people, they have that flair. They have that calmness about them. They have that understanding. You know, I see some caregivers taking care of seniors, and it's like taking care of a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person is totally dependent on them.
Yeah. It's been a nice experience to get to know them and appreciate them.
And I think this is good for our listeners to hear, because there are probably some people that are listening today that are debating, is it time for my loved one to go into a community?
Mm-hmm.
And to hear a good experience with it is very, very important, because I think sometimes we hold back so much because of our fear, we're not really helping our loved one and keeping them at home with us at certain points.
That's true. And not all caregivers are like these three wonderful women. Some lack empathy. And when I saw that visiting, I went upstairs to report it. I really care about
that's another thing. We report the crummy stuff. We don't report the good stuff all the time.
Yeah, but these girls are just amazing, and I just wanted to compliment them.
So grateful. So I'm glad that you stopped by today, and I'm glad we got to give that message out. And I am grateful to all of the professional caregivers and the family caregivers, but for all the professional caregivers, because many of those caregivers are in a person's house or in a community and working all day long to take care of them, and then go home and have their family to take care of. Sometimes they're taking care of their parents also. And it's not an easy thing, especially with everything that's going on with the COVID. I mean, it's so cool, Keith, that they're sending pictures and that you get to have that kind of, you know, to see what's going on. Because there are some communities that are so overwhelmed, they're really not able to spend any time connecting the families. So thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And do we have the famous Jen Moya on the line now?
Well, Jen Moyer, I'm not sure if I'm famous.
But. I think so. You've been on this show like 4 times. You must be famous.
That's true.
So welcome back, Jen. So Jen's been on the show a few times, and Jen is involved with Vox Life, as I am too. Mm-hmm. And Vox has come out with a new product that helps people with sleeping, which I think is one of the most, I think sleeping is second best to breathing.
It's
something
very
that's
important.
so important. So I want you to tell our listeners a little about it and your experience, and because I'm going to do my own little test. So
yeah.
Take it away.
Sure. All right. Well, first off, I just want to say that that was a lovely story I just heard. And, you know, there are some amazing caregivers out there that probably don't get the recognition they deserve. So that was a lovely story.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Vox Life.
Yeah.
Vox Life is a neurotech company, and the inventor has invented several different patterns that triggers our neurological system and actually sends messages to the brain. So when they first launched about 4 years ago with their first sequence of activation patterns, it was to trigger the brainstem, right? So all the messages from your body go through the brainstem, and all the commands from the brain go back through the brainstem down to the body. And with this pattern, it's called Human Performance Technology, it helps people with better balance, better stability, pain relief. So it's our autonomic system. So things that happen, we don't make it happen. You know, our balance is just something that is built into us. We don't sit there and focus.
Right, you just take it for granted.
Stay on balance, right? So the newest pattern that we've released is called the REM patch, R-E-M. So that stands for random eye movement or rapid eye movement. And what this patch does, you put it on about 30 minutes before you go to bed, and it helps you get into that deep REM sleep quicker and stay there longer. And as most people, you know, it's good to be skeptical.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, a lot of claims out there, whatever. And so I was really anxious to try this REM patch because back in March, I got myself a Fitbit. So this Fitbit not only tracks my steps and how many stairs I climb, but it also tracks my sleep.
And Jen, so, can I mention you're also a full-time caregiver for your dad?
Yes, I am. And so sleep is very important.
Yeah.
And one thing this morning on a call, it was good to be able to say to somebody because the woman was afraid, you know, she'd be knocked out and not hear her dad or her husband, I'm not sure who it was, not hear them get up or whatever.
Right.
Well, this is drug-free, so it's not going to knock you out. But
it's just going to let your body do what it needs to do.
Yeah, exactly. So even if you have to get up in the night, when you do go back to bed, you can get back into that deep sleep quicker,
right?
And stay longer. But I've been tracking it on my Fitbit. I've been using it for 9 nights now.
Right.
And you know,
but you were using the Fitbit before that, though, right?
Pardon me?
You were using the Fitbit before that, so you have a comparison.
I've been using the Fitbit for 3 months.
Okay.
So every morning I'm anxious. I wake up to see what my sleep score was. And, you know, over the 3 months, I've hit 90, a score of 90, which they say is excellent.
Okay.
I've hit that 3 times. The first night with my fit with the REM patch, I hit a 90, bang on. But since in that those 9 days, I've hit 91, I've hit 92.
Wow.
My average, so it'll even give you an average week to week. My average, you know, was around 83, 84.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take into account, you know, some nights my sleep is disturbed. I need to get up with
my
dad.
Right, you're woken up for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not waking up and can't get back to sleep.
Right.
I've been woken up, right?
Right.
But even with those sleepless nights, my sleep score, my average is 91.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to get myself a Fitbit, and I'm going to wear it for a couple weeks, and then I'm going to put that patch on, because I think that sleep is one of the most important things of all.
That's right.
And I think if people can have good sleep and restful sleep, it can help a myriad of problems.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I wake up, I feel refreshed, which is a blessing, you know, ready to start the day.
Yeah.
But another thing that I've noticed is what the Fitbit actually also tracks is your heart rate.
Okay.
And so when you're sleeping, it gauges what your resting heart rate is. And
okay.
I've always had a very fast heart rate.
What's it supposed to be?
Sorry?
What range is it supposed to be in?
Well, you know, 60 to 80 is kind of normal.
Okay.
Mine was, you know, my resting heart rate when I started to track it with my Fitbit was anywhere from 97 to 104.
Ooh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. So it's something that the doctors want to medicate me for, which I don't really want. My resting heart rate with this patch is 84.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Wow.
So that just tells me I'm going to get a little more life out of this heart.
Yeah.
A little longevity. So yeah, it's, you know, and I wish everybody had a Fitbit so you could actually see the data because, you know, data doesn't lie.
Exactly.
It has
I like
no
that.
Bias. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And if I didn't have my Fitbit, you know, I may be wavering, you know, does it help, doesn't it help? Well, this is right in black and white, and I know I'm getting a better sleep. I'm not sleeping any longer.
No, you're just sleeping better.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting a more restorative sleep. So,
yeah,
yeah, that's
so
very
important.
Exciting. I'm so excited for this.
Me
patch.
Too.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for being on the show today. If anybody wants to find out any information about this, they can contact me or they can go to caregivers.voxlife.com. Caregivers.voxlife.com. Give a little hug to your daddy-o for me, Jen.
I will. I miss you guys so much.
We'll be together before we know it.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, have a delicious day.
Thank you. You too.
And now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
You know what that means when you hear those horns. It's time to get your pen and paper because we got good stuff to tell you. So first of all, I now have 7 support groups a month. They're all via Zoom. Zoom is really easy. Don't feel challenged. You can just download the app and you just click on a link and all of a sudden you need a computer with a camera. Or some people can do it on their phone. It's really best to do it on a computer. Some people do it on an iPad too. But I'm now doing 7 support groups a month. So there was one this morning, the 4th Saturday at 10. There's one the 2nd Saturday at 10. There's one the 3rd Thursday at 11. And then there's one every Wednesday night at 7:30 that I co-host with Debbie Self-Savage. We're finding more than ever now. Caregivers are finding this as a good place to connect, as a good place to ask questions, as a good place just to know that they're not alone. So you can find all that information on my website, lindaberhans.com. Also, you'll find on my website, I have a Zoom presentation coming up June 11th, sponsored by Arden Quartz, The Dementia Dance, When to Leave and When to Follow. So you can just go to my website and click on the tiny URL and sign up for this, and you'll get information. And I really encourage you to do this. It's from the comfort of your home. You can be in your pajamas. I definitely promise you will find some new good information. So I want to say to the caregivers, you are just absolutely fabulous. The things that I'm hearing about caregivers doing and finding ways to overcome and finding ways to figure out things fascinates me every day. You know, when I got that call from the caregiver the other day and she said her neighbor brought her groceries, it's such a simple little tiny thing, but it makes such a big difference in someone's life. Sometimes it's just a hello. So please pay attention to your neighbors and your family members. I'm finding a cool thing now with this whole pandemic is going on. We're having a lot of Zooms via family, where family can all be on the computer together. Some families that normally didn't talk to each other on a regular basis are now doing that. And I gotta tell you, I am so excited because the other day I picked my sister Pat. She lives in Maine, up at the St. Pete Clearwater Airport, and we drove to Sarasota to meet her new grandson, Broderick James McCauley, or Brody. What a delight, what a light of sunshine for me to get there and hold that little baby and think of the possibilities for him for the future. And think of the gratitude we have. And we just did what we had to do. You know, we got to their house, and she got out of my car and went right through the garage, went in, took off all her clothes, put them in the washing machine, went in the shower, took a shower. So we can still see each other, and we just have to be cautious. And we just have to do things. So that's very exciting to me. So welcome Brody into our family. It's so important. Another thing I want you to be aware of is the caregiver contest. I got a couple of entries this week. I'd like to see some more because I know there are fabulous caregivers out there everywhere. So you just go to lindaberhans.com and you can nominate a caregiver. Doesn't cost anything. It takes you like 5 minutes to do it. Every single caregiver that has entered into the contest wins some kind of prize. But quarterly, we have the big prize. And the big prize, the caregiver wins 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Quartz, from Assisting Hands Home Care, or from Maria's Adult Daycare, which is a wonderful introduction to respite. You also get a massage, a haircut, a facial, and whatever swag people give us. Sometimes we have dinner gift certificates, sometimes we have theater tickets, sometimes we have a Kindle Fire or something like that. But I can't tell you how excited caregivers are just to get nominated. Like, I didn't think anybody realized what a good job I was doing. I didn't think anybody remembered that I was going through a hard time. So just that little acknowledgement can make such a difference. And like I say all the time, I say this every time I go to a networking meeting or anywhere else, I say, you all know a caregiver. Call them up today and tell them what a great job they're doing. Send them a little card in the mail. Most of you know that I'm a card person. I love to send cards. I think it makes a difference. It's different from an email. Nobody saves an email forever. Many times they save a card. And it just shows that you went a little bit more out of your way because you really care. And I send out at least 3 cards a day. during this pandemic. I've sent out a lot more because I think people just need a little brightness, a little ray of sunshine, or sometimes a little laugh. Well, we always need a little laugh. So do that if you can. I want to give a shout out to my stepmother, Heidi McCauley, who lives in New York City. I commend you. She's not been out of the house for 2 months now. She's all by herself. Well, she has her wonderful kitty cat, Tally, that's for sure. But she's a person that knows how to take care of herself, even though she's by herself during a pandemic. She's making all sorts of recipes and testing them out and changing them. And she has a bunch of girlfriends that she goes to the theater with, usually once a week. And of course, you know, Broadway, everything's shut down now. And they call themselves the Cheesecake Chicks. So they whenever they have theater tickets, they go out to a restaurant, they have a slice of cheesecake and a little glass of champagne before the theater. So they're the Cheesecake Chicks. So what they've been doing, they all love Frankie Valli. I think they've all seen the Jersey Boys, I can't tell you how many times. But what they're doing is they're making their own little videos. So here's my stepmother dancing to Frankie Valli in front of her computer and recording it and then sending it to her girlfriends. I think that is so cool. You know, we have a choice every single day about how we look at something. Do we want to be miserable and sad and alone and feeling sorry for ourselves? Or do we want to find a different way? A way to do a different thing. Especially during this pandemic, we are still surrounded by nature, especially here in Florida, but you're surrounded by nature everywhere, just different kinds. Some people really like the cold weather, like my sister. She's planting all her beds in Maine for the upcoming season. But just go out and take a walk. Breathe some fresh air. Come to a support group. You'll know you'll feel better. There was a woman that tuned into one of the support groups a couple weeks ago, and she said her husband reads the newspaper every single morning, forever. His whole life, he reads the newspaper every single morning. Well, there's no newspaper delivery now, or in some places, it's maybe twice a week, but that's a big deal for him. She said, what the heck am I gonna do? Someone suggested, give him some phony newspapers. So she said to him, you don't have to go out and get the paper anymore. I'm going to have it on your chair when you wake up in the morning, so it'll be right there for you. So he doesn't realize that it was yesterday's newspaper or last week's newspaper or whatever. He just has his newspaper, and that's what's important to him. And how simple is that? But I don't know if I would have thought about that, but somebody in the support group thought about that, and the person is now doing that and feeling much, much better. So it's pretty cool what we can figure out together. So thanks so much for tuning in this week. I know how important your time is, and I appreciate any time you spend with us. Every show is podcast on YouTube, on Apple iTunes, on Facebook, and anywhere out and get out there. Tons of resources on my website, lindaberhans.com. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. And soon I will be there to brighten. Even your darkest night, you just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running.